You might remember a part of a dance you've seen, a beautiful movement or a striking arrangement of bodies on stage. But you probably couldn't recreate those things, and you'd have a very tough time trying to convey to someone else how to do the dance. As David Krasnow reports, dancers themselves struggle with how best to record dances for posterity.
Suppose you have a stage and all the dancers are standing there, and one dancer just moves a hand. Well, if they're all still and you're in the audience, you will see that hand move.
Heather Burak is a dancer who makes movies and wrestles with the problem of getting dance on the screen.
The screen is literally smaller than the actual stage that you're looking at. Do you come in for a close-up, or do you get it from up above, or how do you... If what the impact is to show that finger moving out of a moment of complete silence and stillness, it may require a totally different approach in film than what you've done on stage. But as soon as you put the camera on something, you're choosing an angle. Certain things are in, certain things are out. It becomes a new interpretation. It is not just a mere recording. There really is no such thing. Recording performances and recording improvisation also are extremely important in terms of preservation, in terms of passing it on, sharing the love. But to choreograph for the camera means you're creating something that cannot exist on its own.
Dancers watch videos all the time. For them, it's a powerful learning aid and compositional tool. But does videotape serve as the best permanent record of a choreographer's work? I met dance notators Ray Cook and Danny Way at a second floor rehearsal studio.
Now people are saying, oh, with all this digital equipment, you know, we can videotape it from all different angles, from the top, underneath, left, right, travel around. That's true. But what they don't stop and think about is that you're going to have 100 videos, 100 different angles of the wrong choreography. Videotaping it from 100 positions doesn't make the performance of it correct. Is that clear on what I'm trying to say?
Yeah. Spend a lot of money on those equipment, and the notation only spend one piece of paper.
When I worked at Purchase last semester, Danny wasn't in the piece, but Danny was at all the rehearsals, and he had my score on the sidelines, and often he would say, like, this point to the score because I'd made a boo-boo. I'm going to teach him the first 16 measures of the solo from Ballade, choreographed by Anna Sokolow.
Notators use a symbolic language first devised by Rudolf Laban in 1928.
So the dancer starts with your hands behind your back. First of all, the feet go with just a light leap to the side, okay? But this the gesture leg sweeps around in space, makes that full circle as much as it can, and it brushes the floor as it goes. So, and it goes, and you have to do it with weight so that you sink into the plie. So you sink and sink and sink. So it's very heavy. And right. One, two, three, and this arm shoots up. Wait a minute, let me look at the score. That's the beauty of the score when you forget. See, we've done the first three measures, left and
the Dance
right
Notation Bureau
left.
In New York is charged with certifying notators in the Laban system. I half expected director Eileen Fox to flash a badge.
We certify professional notators, training them to work up to speed, and eventually sending them out to do a certification score on their own, to see that they are able to document a dance in a way that will adequately represent it for future stagings.
So you do that three times. One, two,
what we are notating
three, and this arm
is a very
four,
small
very
percentage,
four.
Just a drop in the
now
bucket.
It
I notated a Palabolas piece one time where the women come in perched on the men's shoulders. I had a whole page of notation before they enter the stage just to say how they're up there and what they're doing to stay up there. A certain part of their foot had to be on the shoulder. They couldn't be too far forward or too far back. And that's all things you can't see on a videotape. There have been a number of different dance notation systems through the ages. There was the Fouillet system that notated Baroque dance, but there was no body movement. It was all just the steps, and it didn't record the arms. That was assumed that you would know it. So here we are many years, many decades, centuries later, and we don't know it.
Sandra Aberkantz showed me a notation score she was working on. The big sheets of 10-square graph paper record choreographers' remarks in perfectly drafted sans-serif capitals. Towering columns of geometric symbols and mysterious accents cover the page like an obsessive adolescent's sci-fi renderings of alien rocket ships.
There's a beautiful logic to all the symbols. Okay, so the center line shows you all the supports. The next line out, the next two line columns out, actually columns, show the leg gestures. Then two more columns out is body movement. Then outside of that, you have arms. And then if you need to expand, there's upper arm, there's lower arm, there's hand, there's fingers, there's all the different parts of the arm can just expand out.
And it starts with the feet together.
What gets lost when a piece of dance is translated onto a page or a screen?
Everything is capturable. Whether you want to or not, I think is a different thing. Notators, if they really wanted to indulge themselves, could really get into minutiae. I mean, you could write so much detail about a score that it would, in effect, become unreadable. If I'm on the opposite end staging a work and I'm reading all this notation, it's like every symbol is like looking up from the page going, look at me, and it's screaming for attention because it's written down.
There's a lot of improvisers who would probably say they don't want it filmed. You know, you're not preserving the integrity of improvisation, or you're trying to hold down a free spirit that shouldn't be held down. And to me, the inherent tension in trying to capture something that can't be captured is what's so exciting. It doesn't do anything that live performance does. It's not exciting in the same exact way. It doesn't give you the same experience. That's why it's important, I think, to not try to, and to really see it as something of its own.
For Studio 360, I'm David Krasnow.